Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guests and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies. This is Stevie G, your host. And I'd like to, first and foremost, give an honor to God for allowing me to be able to come out and entertain you guys tonight. And also to give an honor to God for being able to have you as my good listeners. I appreciate you coming out, and God bless you. Well, I want to give the call-in numbers before I get the show started. So those who are listening that want to get on and read or listen or whatever you want to do, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And if you're calling from overseas, it's 877-218-1183. And I'm going to get my show started tonight with a little Pretenders, Hearts Were Made to Love. tenders. Boy, that brings back memories. Hearts were made to love. Tell you, that brings back memories of the blue lights in the basement. And you get up in the corner grinding on your girl. Yeah, I know, I said it, grinding on your girl. But it happens, so we can't deny it. Anyway, let me give the call-in numbers again. 917-932-8881. And for overseas, 877-218-1183. And if you want to get on the line with Stevie G, you have to hit option 1. Or otherwise, you're just a listener and not a participator. Okay, I'm going to keep the music going. And I'm going to put on some After 7. Not enough hours in the night. 7 and not enough hours in the night. Well, I'd like to welcome my chat room folks that just dropped in. There was a guest. She disappeared, or he disappeared. Robin Dennis Moore and Soft Kisses 63. Welcome, welcome. And we got a call on the line. I'm going to get the caller in. Well, she was on the line, or he was on the line, but they're not on the line anymore. So they're still listening, but I guess I have to catch them on the next, after the next song. And I guess I'll keep the music rolling with some Delphonics. Did Not Blow Your Mind This Time. See if I can get this caller in. Caller from the 843. You're on the line with Stevie G. Caller from the 843. Are you there? Caller from the 843. Are you on the line? Hello? From the 843, are you there? Hello, I can hear you now.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry. This radio station's been acting up.
My radio station ain't acting up. That's your phone. What's up, C-Y? How you doing?
Steve?
I can't call it. I'm doing okay. I can't complain.
Okay,
what's happening?
Good.
What you going to do for us tonight, dear darling?
Okay, the name of this song is I'm Missing You.
Oh, you going to sing a song?
Yes.
Uh-oh. How y'all?
See how it sounds.
See why I'm getting ready to sing a song.
So the name of this song is called I'm Missing You. You'd like to hear it?
Yes, ma'am. Could you go ahead and do your thing?
Okay. Come on, y'all. I want everybody to start clapping their hands now.
All right, go on, do you.
Here we go. Every time I respond, I'm looking for you. I wonder where you are, because I'm missing you. You fill my heart. Yeah. I hope you are safe. My heart is wanting you to be safe. We belong together. We work here like no other. Everywhere. I'm sorry that I'm not seeing you. I look everywhere, over the ocean and the sea. I hope that you are safe, hope you're doing well. And I ask that God protect you, and you are too great. Even though we are apart, don't forget me, cause I'll never forget you.
That's it?
I'm missing you. 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 I'm missing you.
All right. Is that it, CY? Hello?
Yes.
Is that it? Are you finished?
That's it.
Oh, that was beautiful, CY.
You like it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
You always come on and surprise me.
I surprise you?
Good job, CY. Robin says, good job, CY. Soft Kisses says, sing, girl.
Oh, well, thank you.
You got a peanut gallery over here in the chat room. I don't know why you ain't in the chat room with them. They your girls.
I got to hear about Kitty Honey and get in the chat room. I don't know why. But to my girls, I said hello, and I'm glad they are here, you know, listening to my jam.
Yeah, they in there listening. You need to talk to one of them, and they'll tell you how to get in the chat room.
Yeah, you got to show me, man, because I'm getting all mixed up here.
I don't know what you're doing, man. I got on so long ago, I don't even remember how to do it no more. But it's just like signing up for any other website. You know, you make an account.
I just did, but I still can't get in. I don't know why.
All you got to do is go to my page and click on that link, and it should bring you right into the chat room. When you get into the chat room, just scroll down because the chat room is further down on the page. Okay, so you can try that, and you might get in.
Okay, well, I'm going to try it. So I hope you like my thing. So I'll try to get back on the game.
Okay. That was CY, y'all, singing I Miss You. All right, CY. I'm going to get back with the music, okay? I'll put you on hold.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. That was CY singing I Miss You, something she wrote. Go ahead, girl. She's writing songs in the whole nine. Well, I'm going to keep the music going with the notations. Baby, I like your style. Congratulations, and baby, I like your style. Let me tell you something. Why 70s music, the old 70s love songs, is what get at me. Because the harmony was tight. The people could sing. They wasn't practicing singing. They were singers. And they just get, you know, it just makes me want to grab my woman and hold her. That's the kind of vibe it gives me. That's why I love them old songs. You know, I'm sorry. I know a lot of people say, hey, it's too much. It's too old. It's this, it's that. But guess what? It works. Just like this one, The Intruders, I Want to Know Your Name. This is CY, y'all, with the glowing fire.
Can
Go
you
ahead,
really
CY.
Fall? Okay. Can you really fall in love? Can you keep it growing? Can you find or keep that love within you always? Can you enter the heart of another and let them stay together? Can you lit that passion, stir that emotion, release that love? Can you stir the fulfillment of being whole soul? Can you stay by that person's side always and forever? Can you share the passion and desire and fulfill that love? Can you share your intimate pleasure that can last throughout a lifetime? Can you employ the trust without letting it decay? Can you forgive and keep on forgiving? Can you accept the flaws of one another? Can you share each other's reward in life? Can you really fall in love and keep it growing? Can you go through the thick and thin with each other? Can you kiss and bind it on the other? Can you keep that flame lit and keep it glowing? For love has no end and makes no ending. For it gives true meaning and share its understanding and keeps no secret. For each other is bind together. I for you, you for me, for us to fall in love and stay by each other truthfully, because there is no limitation of love burning like a glowing fire.
Ooh, that was beautiful. That was CY with y'all. Y'all heard CY doing her thing. CY, we love it when you come out and read. You need to come out every week and make sure you keep reading your poetry.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you, woman? Huh? Do you understand that you're supposed to be out here every week reading your poetry?
Yes, I will be happier every week.
That's right. I want to hear you read a poem every week. Y'all, that was CY doing her thing again. CY, I'm going to put you back on hold, honey. And always, as always, thank you for coming out doing your thing. You know you always bring the noise when you come.
Well, I know I'm making noise. The other one may be too hot. I don't think so.
It ain't never too hot. So when I put you back on, if you want to read something that you think is too hot, I'm pretty sure the grown folks in the chat room and everybody that's listening can hear it. Okay, and they don't care if it's hot or not. You can do it, okay. All right? So give me a few minutes, and I'll put you back on again.
Okay.
All right?
Cool.
Okay. See why I said she's going to bring in the hotness to us. So before she brings the heat, I'm going to read something that I wrote. It's called Sacred Love. As I sit here listening to smooth jazz, rekindling memories of you and your fine ass. It's hard, this long-distant love affair, but to me, we make the perfect pair. We have so much in common, it's crazy, and all that you say and do, it phases me. I can't wait until we see each other again. So much needs to be said. So many ways I want to touch you. So much love to get in. Your picture is the wallpaper on my phone. It gives me the impression that you're with me, and I'm never alone. I truly miss you, baby. I need you with me. I'm longing to kiss your lips so tenderly. I'm craving you really bad. I know what we have is really good, but sometimes I still feel sad because I can't reach out and hold you, for missing you gives me the blues. When you receive this love in poetry form, just know it derives from a love newborn. Because every time I look at your picture and hear you speak, God lets me know our love is beautiful and unique. There may be some who don't understand what we share, just because we are not in the same atmosphere. But our love meets in sacred locations where there is no outside provocation. Just you and I. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry. The important thing is we cry together about our love lasting forever. Every moment I share with you is precious to me. I love you, baby, until infinity. This poem is dedicated to my lady. Baby, you move me. And that's my piece. And I'm going to put some music back on. With I hope that we can be together soon. That's very fitting for what the poem I just wrote read. In the Blue Notes, we hope that we can be together soon, and I'm going to keep the music going with New Birth and Wildflower.
Many times I fall back to you.
into my dreams. Ooh. Robin said that's her group. That's my group, too. I love the Whispers. But I'm going to put a little Al Green on for us right now. Nothing but southern women in the room. You know y'all southern girls or something else. I'm telling you. Terrence, I know what you're doing, bro. I know what you're going through. You got a southern woman, and Frankie Beverly and Mays says they like southern girls. Frankie Beverly and Mays. like Beverly and Mays and Southern Girl. Well, I'm going to read another poem, and see why it's still on the line, and if I can squeeze her back in after I read mine, see if she got another one she want to read. I appreciate you guys in the chat room, the guests left, Robin and SK. Thank you guys for coming out and spending your time. You know, you don't have to come, and I know that, but I'm glad you guys do show up. And CY, thank you too, honey, for coming on out. And the other callers in the line, in the call room, if you want to get on the line, you have to hit option one. And if you want to listen, that's okay too. But if you need to get on and speak or say anything that you want to get off your chest or vent or say a poem, whatever you want to do, it's open mic. So you can get on and do whatever it is you want. But right now, I'm going to read another poem. It's called Nostalgic Memories. Precious light shines upon us as we stumble through the episodes of our destiny. We hurtle over the obstacles of life and struggle, but like you, I refuse to let the obstacles get the best of me. It may take half our lives to figure out our purpose, but when we do, we'll have lived through most of our so-called curses. I love life and the air God has given us to breathe, and as I grow older, there are some things I know I will hate to leave. Like the smile on a child's face while they stagger, learning to walk, yet overflowing with grace. Like the morning after a restful sleep and the aroma of breakfast begins to creep into the bedroom where I sit on the bedside gazing out my window at the most beautiful blue sky. Like when family gathers and mad love flows. That was a rare occasion for me. But that's the way life goes. How the melody of a sweet song could muster up the memory banks, and how music in my life is so highly ranked. Being a great parent wasn't my greatest quality, this I must admit, but seeing all of us come together in love is truly my greatest gift. If I had to apologize to someone, it would be my God for not following his path of righteousness to receive his approving nod. I will miss the affection of love shared and the softness of that special woman, for I know she sincerely cared. Some fried whiting, macaroni and cheese and collard greens, dancing to those sweet slow jams, Black Ivory, The Moments, and the Delphonics theme. Driving that 69 deuce and a quarter, listening to the 8-track, pumping the Temptation Psychedelic Shack. You can't reminisce on all good without some memories of bad. Reminds me of that extreme ass whooping I once had at the hands of my grandma. She really put it on my ass. She gave me a legendary memory that will never pass. But she is the greatest woman I know. One I'll never forget. I know she's up in heaven making sweet potato pies, I bet. To my sisters Karima and Z, I know you are younger than I am, but I'm proud to have sisters that help improve me as a man. I'll miss the smell of a brand new car, the taste of Cavassier, the feel of a pocket full of money to pay the bills I had to pay, the taste of fried chicken wings among all things, the way words excite me and the way I love to sing, the way love gives me those butterfly feelings and the satisfaction of sexual healing, the Shawshank Redemption, the way I hate hair extensions, the shape of a woman's ass, and the way I love the smell of gas. A beautiful arrangement of flowers in the steamy summer rain showers. How I crave creativity and competition. And my brother Chief, how I really miss him. And sometimes relationship can be so complex, but how much I love the makeup sex. These are things I know I'll miss, so jot them down on your list of things to do for Stevie G. But the thing I'll miss most of all is we were friends indeed. And that's my piece. I'm going to get CY back in here and see if I can get her to read another piece while she's still on. CY, you still listening?
Hey, man, I'm still here.
Okay. You got another poem you want to read to us
yes,
tonight, honey?
Yes, I am. It's called The Insatiable Urges.
The what? Say
the
one more time.
Insatiable Urges. Everyone
the Insatiable Urges. This is my girl, CY. Bring your noise, CY.
That insatiable urges, everyone has them. Veronica, her name was, laying over on her couch, listening to Alcoa being love and happiness, and drinking an ice-cold glass of wine. She was thinking about Henry, her main man. He made her cringe to the thought of the insatiable love-making. Her body started to tingle on the thought of it. He really knew how to please her, to fool her, and get her to the highest point of quivering all over. "Ah," she said, whispering in her quiet thoughts, "I want Henry." She got up from her couch and walked to her master bedroom, turning on her faucet to run the water. She poured some bubbling oil, which made her skin so silky soft. She waited as the bathroom room became filling up. She thought again of that man. But then again, hey, it was insane. She closed her eyes, got into the tub, and felt all the bubbling water coming up. Then all of a sudden, she started seeing him. Yes, him, her main man, Henry. He got in the bathtub with her. And suddenly, he was so naked in front of her. But in each reach of Henry's hand, he was something. He was already naked before her. She smiled down at his perfect body and, of course, his love toy. He told her, "You want it, don't you?" She smiled at him. He took his hand and put in her vagina. He could feel that it was all wet. That excited him, giving him a chance to follow her with her inside. Her body relishes touch, and she moans and kisses from her lips, grabs her repeatedly. He picks her up and puts her leg over his buttock. He starts to early kiss her inside, giving her the finest sensation she ever had. She's like gasping for ears, moaning over and over again. He's grinding while he triples his desire for her, grasping her breath with his hand. She's on fire. She moans with feverish heights of, as if wanting to move away. But he has her lock around him, whereas she can't move away from him. She quips excitedly, calling out his name as if she was in a trance. He was so unbearable for her, as if she couldn't handle it. She was an enchantment while he plucks poo and dangle inside of her. "Ah," she screams. "Ah," she says. "Oh, baby, please. Oh, oh." Oh, he had her. She was his. He was doing it. "Oh, baby. Henry." Henry knew she was coming, and she wanted her to come. And when she came, he didn't stop. He kept right on going. He started shaking, calling out his name even more. He had her locked tight over and over again. She climbed with the ultimate heights. And when he was finished, she was so much in a daze that she couldn't even open her eyes. She wanted more.
That's it. All right, girl, you're heating it up in here. You're going to have to get an ice bucket for me in a minute in here.
Huh?
I said, I'm going to have to get an ice bucket for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
All right, see why, doing her thing again. See why you heated it up this time, girl. But thank you, baby. Thank you for coming out. I got to get back to You are so welcome to come back every week. You know that.
Okay. Sure enough.
So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get back to the music, all right?
Well, I'm going to get ready to go now, but that was my last piece, but I'm very thankful that you was able to help me get in there.
No, always, no, anytime. You know what? Try to see if you can find Robin's message, and it'll tell you how to get into the chat room, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, honey. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. See why I get next rated on us. Gotta watch it. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Tammy Terrell, if I could build my whole world around you. The lyrics on that song is really tight. I love the lyrics on that song. That was real writing. And I'm going to try to keep this thing moving and give us some more whispers for Mr. T and Robin. They got to get busy, y'all. You know, this is baby-making music. I don't know if y'all making no babies, but... Rapper Say Yes. Them boys, that was some writing too. I want to soak into you like rain and make love until our energy drains. Come on. They don't make music like that no more. I'm going to keep it rolling with Is It Good to You by The Whispers. give thanks to the people for coming out tonight. Robin, SK, CY, thank you. God bless. You guys have a wonderful weekend coming up, and I hope I get to see you guys out again next week. But Mr. T, I forgot to mention you. Make sure that you have a wonderful time tonight. You guys stay blessed. Bye-bye.